Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Greg Hiley. Father Greg is the Director of the Doctor of Ministry in Preaching at Aquinas Institute of Theology in St. Louis. His preaching today is entitled, Spend Your Life for Love.
A reading from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John. The people picked up rocks to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me? The people answered him, We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a human being, are making yourself God. And Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, you are gods? If it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes? Because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father. Then they tried again to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, John performed no sign, but everything John said about this person was true. And again, they began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Early on Monday, I was almost incredulous to learn that one out of 20 people in my country, the United States, owns an AR-15-style military assault gun. A few hours later, I realized that two of these guns were used to kill three children and three adults at a school in Nashville. The 28-year-old shooter also was shot to death with a police gun. Lots of guns and seven people dead in a Christian school. In a country with 120 guns per 100 persons in the population and more than one mass shooting a day so far in 2023. I heard a commentator say the people of the United States love guns more than their children. But make no mistake, this is not love. Today's gospel portrays the tension between the good deeds of Christ and a people who are unable to hear Jesus say, the Father and I are one. When the people call Jesus a blasphemer, Jesus replies with the elusive statement, is it not written in scripture that you are gods? We pray the same sentiment in the Mass when water is poured into the wine. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ who humbled himself to share in our humanity. I think this is scripture's way of saying, align yourself with God. Participate with your one just life in God's love. And act steadfastly with love. Be one in love with God, who is love, and one in love with God's people, God's beloved. Our God, in today's reading from the prophet Jeremiah, lovingly rescues the life of the poor from the power of the wicked. In the days ahead, the liturgy brings us to the foot of the cross. In a world where love is blasphemed, the cross remains a scandal. Jesus was known by his deeds of love and spent his life as love incarnate, and so must we. A world torn with violence can find redemption and healing only when good people choose love, expect love, demand love, and turn acts of violence inside out with a unified commitment to love in action. Spend your life for love.